Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh to highlight India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and extremism at SCO meet in Kyrgyzstan today. U.S. considering Iran's offer to open open Strait of Hormuz in exchange for Washington lifting blockade on Iranian ports and to end war. Foundation for Google's AI data center worth $15 billion to be laid in Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. And in football, Indian under-17 women's team reaches Suzhou in China to take part in AFC under-17 Women's Asian Cup. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. He arrived in Bishkek yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He underlined that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. The defense minister said that he looks forward to interacting bilaterally with the counterparts of other SCO member states and with the Indian community at Bishkek. U.S. President Donald Trump met his national security team to discuss Iran's latest proposal to open the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for the U.S. lifting its blockade on the country's ports and to end the war. Iran's latest efforts came during Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's talks in St. Petersburg with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Addressing a press conference, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt informed that Mr. Trump is discussing Iran's latest proposal without sharing the meeting's outcome. She told reporters that there was discussion and Mr. Trump will directly speak on this topic very soon.
I will confirm the president has met with his national security team this morning, but the proposal was being discussed. What I will reiterate is that the president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well.
Meanwhile, the opening of Strait of Hormuz is yet the biggest concern for the globe, which is a crucial waterway for transporting one-fifth of the global oil supplies. We have more from a correspondent.
The International Maritime Organization says nearly 20,000 seafarers remain stranded in the Gulf, while UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had urged all sides to reopen the strait immediately to protect global trade. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has delivered one of Europe's strongest criticism of Washington's approach, saying United States entered the conflict without a clear exit plan and is now paying the price. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned of rising nuclear risks, including renewed interest in nuclear testing, with top diplomats gathered at the UN headquarters in New York to review the 1970 Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. He warned that it must evolve to survive the age of artificial intelligence and other new technologies. Addressing the General Assembly, Mr. Guterres said the cornerstone of efforts to eliminate nuclear weapons has been eroding, with commitments unfulfilled and trust and credibility wearing thin.
Have we forgotten that the nuclear war cannot be won and must not be fought for too long? The treaty has been eroding. Countries must keep their promises under the treaty, without caveats, without conditions, without delays, without excuses. It's time to recommit to disarmament and non-proliferation as the only true path to peace.
Meanwhile, the UN has said that for the first time in decades, the number of nuclear warheads is on the rise, nuclear testing is back on the table, and global military spending has jumped to $2.7 trillion in 2025. President of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Annalena Baerbock, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. They will discuss key multilateral issues of mutual interest. Ms. Baerbock is scheduled to visit Rajghat to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. She will also have an interactive session with the representatives from the Ministry of Electronics and IT on governance and regulation of artificial intelligence. The South African Consul in India celebrated 32 years of South Africa's freedom in Mumbai yesterday. The day also coincides with 30 years of the Constitution. The Consul General of South Africa in Mumbai, Gideon Laban, said the event was one of their public diplomacy, platforms where South Africa reminds everyone about the country, both from the perspective of bilateral relations with India and also from a trade and investment promotion point of view. On growing India-South Africa relations, the Consul General said that relations are growing significantly, especially in both political and investment terms. He also highlighted that relations in political, trade, cricket, culture and cinema aspects are growing. This is Akashvani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav will lay the foundation for Google's AI data center in Visakhapatnam today. Google will invest nearly $15 billion in the project. The 1 gigawatt facility is planned across 600 acres area. Supported by upcoming subsea cable connectivity, the center will provide advanced AI cloud infrastructure and large-scale data storage services. Adani Connex and Airtel Nextra are partners in the project. The Andhra Pradesh government aims to develop a 6.5 gigawatt digital hub across the state. The project is expected to create jobs in artificial intelligence, cloud services, cybersecurity, and data science sectors. It is also expected to attract investments in power systems, cooling technologies, networking, and semiconductor industries. Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived in the United States on a four-day visit. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady of the U.S., Melania Trump, welcomed them to Washington, D.C. yesterday. The King and Queen were then shown to the beehives in the White House gardens, which were first established in 2009, serving as an enduring feature on the grounds across multiple administrations and producing honey for the White House. The visit marks the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Declaration of Independence from British rule. King Charles is also set to address the U.S. Congress. In the United States, the suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting in Washington, called Thomas Allen, has been charged with attempt to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump. Allen was arraigned in the U.S. District Court yesterday on several charges, including transportation of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce with intent to commit a felony and discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence. U.S. Department of Justice informed that Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said Cole Allen now faces the full weight of federal justice. Mortars and missiles fired from Pakistan struck a university and civilian homes in northeastern Afghanistan, killing 7 people and wounding 85 others yesterday. An Afghan government spokesman said that the mortar and missile attack struck the city of Asadabad, the capital of Kunar province, as well as various areas in another district in the province. The strikes were the first violent incident since Chinese mediated peace talks between the two sides earlier this month. In Indonesia, 4 people were killed and dozens got injured in a train collision near the Bekasi Timur station in Jakarta yesterday. Indonesian state-owned railway operator KAI has apologized for the train collision, calling it an operational incident. The collision has also impacted train services on the route and several trains have been cancelled. In football, India under-17 women's team reached Suzhou in China yesterday to take part in the AFC under-17 Women's Asia Cup China 2026. The young Tigresses went through a brief camp in Gurugram, Haryana, before the crucial tournament. World Day for Safety and Health at Work has been observed today globally. This day focuses on preventing work-related accidents and diseases, raising awareness and fostering a positive safety culture. In 2003, the International Labour Organization began to observe this day in order to stress the prevention of accidents and diseases at work. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to highlight India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and extremism at the SCO meet in Kyrgyzstan today. US considering Iran's offer to open Strait of Hormuz in exchange for Washington lifting blockade on Iranian ports and to end war. Foundation for Google's AI data center worth $15 billion to be laid in Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. And in football, India under-17 women's team reaches Suzhou in China to take part in AFC under-17 Women's Asian Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.